Coach Hulse will start with an opening statement, then we'll take questions.
Really proud of this football team, just with the focus that they had coming into this football game. It's a football team that we've given an awful lot of challenges this year, and they just seem to answer every one that we've given them. They've done a great job of really being dialed in and focused. And we talked about this football game and the challenges that we had on defense, that this was a defense that was averaging 550, I'm sorry, an offense that was averaging 550 yards a game, 410 yards a game passing, scoring 40-some points, 53% third down. I mean, the numbers are video game-type numbers. We threw them out in front of our team and said, this is the challenge we have. You know what? They still have to play us. They've put all these numbers up against everybody else. We just got to go out there and we got to go play our game. And I thought our defense was physical. I thought Coach Diaz, Coach Giles, Coach Baker, Coach Bradford put together an unbelievable game plan. They felt like Coach Diaz had told me he felt like they had some flaws in their protection that he felt like he could exploit, and was able to do so tonight. And I think it made a huge difference when they couldn't go to their drop back game and take advantage of it. But I thought our defense played really well, and it was a game that we challenged our offense. We challenged our offense and told them we were going to have to score a lot of points. We were going into this game offensively that if we had to win 48-45, then we were prepared to do it and challenge them and the way that we were going to have to play and the things that we were going to have to do, and to be able to put up 59 points. But again, I think a big part of that was the offense had some success, but the defense did such a great job. The offense kept getting the ball back with phenomenal field possession. But offensively, I mean, I guess in a 59-10 win, if you still want to find something to moan and groan about, we did have three turnovers. We had a couple turnovers, not being able to make a fourth down. Some of those things in close football games that we're going to have to clean up that we'll worry about tomorrow. But I think Western Kentucky has a really good football team. They have earned the numbers and what they've done to this point. When you look at them on film, they're a very talented team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And I think our team answered a challenge tonight and probably played as well as we can play on defense.
Questions?
Coach, it's a good story when you think about what Diaz went through last year, to look at him. He comes out with his defense today with a number 5 ranked offense and just shuts them down. What's it feel like coaching alongside and watching that story unfold?
You know, and Coach Diaz and I talked a lot about this in the hiring process. And Manny Diaz is a great football coach. Manny Diaz was a great football coach a year ago. Manny Diaz was a great football coach 3 years ago. He's got a great mind. I've said this before. He's got a great mind. I think he's a rock star. I think he sees the big picture. He gets it. He understands offense and defense. Like, a lot of people go into this game and go, okay, well, we got to slow our offense down to make sure we keep their offense off the field. But when Coach Diaz and I talked about it, it was like, you know what, our best approach is to say offensively, let's go fast and see how many we can score, and let's not make it a low scoring game. Let's try and make it a high scoring game on offense. And I just think that he has done a great job with this team. I think he's come in, he's gotten these guys to really buy in, because anytime you come in as a new coach, the first thing you got to do is sell yourself to your players. Your players got to buy in, because with all these great schemes and your players not being able to relate to your buy-in, and then I think he makes it simple enough that guys can understand. I am proud for him. I am happy for him. He deserves it. He has earned it. And he deserves all the recognition and what he's done with this defensive football team, because right now they are playing with some teeth. I mean, they are playing with a stinger. They're playing with some teeth. I just am really proud, and I'm really happy for him, because he deserves this with some of the public humiliation that he went through in the past, where he was the fall guy. And there's a lot of times in this game that things happen that you have no control over, and I think he was the one that everybody kind of pointed a finger to. But I think he's an excellent football coach, and I'm certainly glad he's a Bulldog and he's part of the staff here at Louisiana Tech.
Coach, this point last year, just talk about the difference in where you are this year at this time last year, looking back and the up and downs you had, and how good it feels to be sitting on where you are right now.
And we've come a long way in a year's time. We've come a long way, and we've talked about there's a lot of ways to improve a football team, three ways. And we've utilized all three. I think one is through addition. There's a lot of new faces out there that weren't on this football team last year. When you look at Paul Turner and Carlos and Cody Sokol, and especially probably more so on offense with Brunson and Kirby Wixon, and just a lot of new faces on the offensive side of the ball. And that's one way that we've improved this team. We've improved this team through development. When you look at Tony Johnson was here last year, Pinson, Villamez, Vernon Butler, Dora, all those guys in the secondary, Levander Liggins, Darius Barnes, Kentrell Bryce, Xavier Woods, but what they've done is they've gotten better, and we have got leadership on this team that a lot of those guys that are experienced that are coming back have done a great job of leading. And then through deletion a little bit. I mean, where some guys' graduation has opened up some holes for some other guys to step into. And I think this football team is improved tremendously from where we were a year ago. And I think it's a real tribute to these players for the way that they've bought in. They didn't like what we went through last year, and they decided, what do we got to do to get better and improve? And they have worked their tails off. And this staff and the time, effort, and energy that they put in, they're good football coaches. And I think it's great to see so many of these guys that have invested so much see the fruits of their labor out there on the field.
Talk about Trent a little bit. You had some injuries to your wide receiver core. Trent, you knew he was going to have to step up. He's been playing well all year. Talk about his contributions today.
Trent's a great football player. You know, we talk about a lot of freshmen that come in, and it's like, well, when he gets some reps, you know, then he'll get it. Trent was one of those guys that got here as a true freshman, and he already had it. I mean, he got it. He came in, his competitive nature, his balance, his hands, his ability to change direction, run routes. He's smart. He's intelligent. He sets routes up. I mean, he's a student of the game. I mean, he has done a great job. And him and Cody have developed really a pretty special bond for two guys that start throwing and catching to each other in the summer. You know, in July is when they first started throwing to each other. And so for those guys to do what they're doing right now, I think is really special, and it's a real tribute to Trent with what he's come in with and the way that he's worked. And you know, another guy that stepped up tonight was Paul Turner. I mean, Paul Turner is a guy that came in here. He had a hip, played very sparingly early in the season. Then he had a groin, played very sparingly the last couple weeks. This is really his first game back where he's been 100% healthy, and it was great to see the contribution that both those guys made. But I think we've got a couple pretty special little players that are doing some great things out there on the field, but they continue to get better and better, and that's what's making them have the success that they're having right now.
Dowdy has scored. I mean, he had thrown four interceptions up until today.
24 picks and four interceptions, somewhere around there was what it was coming into today.
So what did y'all know? Did you see something on tape? Was it all the pressure that y'all were able to get, or what would you contribute the most to?
I think the pressure, and I think some defensive backs made some plays today. What did we end up with? Three? How many did we end up with? Interceptions?
Four.
We had four interceptions. And, I mean, you look at it, there was one he threw up early. He was about to get hit, and he just laid it up. There was a couple of those that I thought we had chances at a few more. But I think it was the pressure. I think it was the disguise that what we were doing defensively that gave some guys an opportunity to make some plays. And I think it was some guys flat out made some plays. Levander Liggins' interception, I mean, he just flat made a play. That wasn't scheme designed anything else. He just made a great play. So I think it was a combination of all of the above.
You mentioned all those stats you just read off about Western Kentucky's offense and everything, but you know, maybe under the radar a little bit was the fact you guys were leading Conference USA with 16 interceptions coming into this. Did the guys kind of take that as a chip on their shoulder to come out and prove they could play some ball defensively?
We didn't go into this game with fear. I'm going to put it that way. We didn't go into this game with fear. We knew they were good. We knew it was going to be a challenge. And I say that with total respect to our opponent tonight in Western Kentucky and the job that they've done. But our football team didn't come in here with fear or afraid or intimidated by the big numbers they put up. It was more of a mindset of, you know what, it's going to be a great challenge. And we're going to see how good they are. Because what was our battle cry all week? They still got to play. They still got to play the Bulldogs. You know what? They put up all these numbers, but they still got to play the Bulldogs, and we're gonna find out how good they are.
Do you think y'all maybe sent word around Conference USA today that y'all are here and you made a statement?
I don't know. We got three more games to make our statement. You know, we got three more games to make our statement with a 1-0 mentality. This is a great win, but it's one win. It's a great win. It's a nice win. But the one thing, the leadership of the guys on this football team, the upperclassmen, the guys I just mentioned, the Levander Liggins and the Doras and the Houston Bates and the Tony Johnsons and all those guys I've just mentioned, their leadership is a big part of why we're here. And their leadership and their ability to stay focused in the moment and what we got to do this week. We have not talked about one thing. We have a big picture meeting on Sunday night. And outside of that, it's all about our opponent. They're coming in, they're watching film, they're studying it, and they are really doing a great job. So I don't know so much that it was a big time statement. It was a great win. It was a great win for our offense and defense, but you know what? UAB's gonna watch this film and they're gonna say, you know what, we think we found a kink in their armor here, here, here. And that's college football, and that's why you gotta sharpen yourself every week, because as soon as you start feeling like we've arrived and we're pretty good, that's when you get beat. And said this before, if anybody would have had the opportunity to learn that lesson, it would have been us about the fourth game of the season.
Becoming bowl eligible, how does it feel? I know it's got to be exciting for some of these kids who've missed out in a couple of years.
Yeah, it is. And knowing that since we went Division I, I believe we played in six bowl games. You know, to know that you have a chance to be one of those teams to go to a bowl game here at Louisiana Tech, I think is big for these players. But as much as anything, I think the bowl games they're a great reward to a group of guys, to the hard work, the effort, what they put into. These guys are in the training room. They're getting treatment all week. They can't practice till Thursday. They come out here. It's like, Coach, I mean, Mitch Villamez, it's like, Coach, I ain't missing. I'm playing. I mean, these guys, what they're going through. And I think it'll be a great reward for them at the end. But same thing. We still got three more games to go, and we'll let the Bulls take care of themselves as we stay focused on what we got to do. But it is a nice deal to be bowl eligible at this point.
A lot of the season has been about a slow offensive start and having to make adjustments at halftime. We didn't have that tonight, but what was the talk at halftime, knowing how prolific their offense can be?
The game's not over, and they scored 66 points last week. Let's not jump up and down just yet. They scored 66 last week. We're going to get the opening kickoff. We got to go win the third quarter. That was the whole mind. We got to go win the third quarter. We win the third quarter, we'll win the football game with where we were at halftime. And so that was the mindset coming out. And then in the fourth quarter, we pretty much wanted to make sure that everybody had an opportunity to play in this game. We kind of emptied the benches a little bit and kind of sputtered a little bit on offense and had to punt a couple times. But I thought the third quarter was the key to the game, because it wasn't just that we had the lead, because I think they had 227 yards at halftime. We had about 250 at halftime, and that means our defense held them to 40 yards in the second half, pretty much 50 yards, 60 yards, something like that in the second half. They went out and they won the third quarter. They did a great job. These players deserve the credit. We talked about we got to start fast. That's been the battle cry all week. This team has been up. Western Kentucky has been up on everybody they've played at halftime by 10 points. Every game that they have lost, they have been up by 10 points at halftime. And so we said it was going to be important that we started fast as an offense, and we were able to put some points up on the board.
Third quarter's kind of been y'all's quarter throughout the season. What do you attribute it to?
I attribute it to the coaching staff and the adjustments that they're able to make, the communication, everybody on offense being together for another year defensively, the way those guys have gelled. And I attribute it to the seniors and the leadership of this team, that they come in here in halftime and get this team focused and don't let us get distracted, or because our whole battle cry is 60 minutes. That's how long a football game goes, and we're going to play it 60 minutes. If we don't need it all, great, but we're going into every game with the preparation of 60 minutes until somebody waves a white flag and says it's over. And so I give the coaching staff and the seniors on this football team all the credit for the way that they've been able to make adjustments and stay focused and dialed in and gone out there and played the third quarter with a great passion and great intensity and great effort.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you.